When green snakes are mentioned during municipal treated water report discussions, it's a good indication that those are garden hoses. Tay Township received their 2022 annual reports at a recent council meeting for their large Tay Area Drinking Water System and Small Rope Area Drinking Water System, with both municipal residential systems reporting 100% compliance. Deputy Mayor Barry Norris addressed the reports during the council session coincidentally held on World Water Day, which he found to be appropriate. "With our Phase 2 waterworks complete," said Norris, "we have seen significant improvements to the water plant, which has resulted in many efficiencies to the operation. OCWA, Ontario Clean Water Agency, continues to refine our operation along with our previous operators who are with OCWA now, and who contributed immensely in finding efficiencies to further improve the system. Numbers for the systems were well below maximum allowance volume for water flow, with the Tay Area Water Treatment Plant in Victoria Harbour averaging 21% of a maximum 37% rated capacity for treated water throughout 2022, and 22% of a maximum 39% for raw water flow. Similarly, for the smaller Rope Area Water Treatment Plant in Wabaosheen, treated water averaged at 29% of a maximum 56% flow rate for the year, and raw water flow reached 14% of a maximum 36% allowable volume. The only incident listed in the report was self-reported and occurred last April for a 5-hour span where inclement weather caused a loss of the continuously monitored data recording. OCWA verified that safety mechanisms, analyzers and disinfection were all functional during the period. Norris praised plant staff for staying on top of quality standards for 100% compliance with the Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks. He noted that Tay's process and compliance technician for the plant has kept right on top of things, providing quality water to which both water systems have maintained 100% compliance to ministry standards. That also allowed Norris to jest with wordplay in addressing how Tay residents used treated water in the municipality. "Of note in the report, I draw everyone's attention to our distribution flow numbers beginning in the spring into the summer of the significant increase in the production of water to our system," Norris stated. In both water systems, treated water flow was noticeably increased from April, peaking in June and July, and lowering in October. "Every year, North Simcoe seems to be inundated with these green snakes that seem to wind their ways into swimming pools and across lawns," said Norris. "I only remind our residents to be mindful of how we utilize this precious commodity, and that we continue to notify our residents on best practices for watering and general water usage as we continue to monitor the usage." At a recent meeting in neighboring Tiny Township, council held a lengthy discussion with their public works director, who noted that high water bills for treated water were often tied to wasteful uses for treated water in lawn sprinklers, amounting to roughly 5 times the amount of water used by those residents. Information regarding water facilities, billing and service can be located on the water and wastewater page of the Tay Township website. Further information on the drinking water reports for the Tay Area Drinking Water System and Rope Area Drinking Water System can be found within the council agenda on the Tay Township website. Tay Council meets for regular council meetings every 4th Wednesday of the month. Archives and live streams of council meetings are available through the Tay Township YouTube channel.